Well, I can only say that our hope and prayer is that our country does not slide to the extent of collapsing into a generalized conflict. We are doing our utmost to make sure that the killings stop, that the perpetrators are arrested and brought to book. Now, I also agree that it is imperative to have different stakeholders get into deep discussions and conversations on the issues that divide them. But I have to stress that despite what some might think, there's some sort of engagement going on in the country with respect to the formation of the government of national unity, as it has been recommended by the region.
Mr. Minister, this is also coming at the time that last week the United Nations, the African Union, even the European Union tended to blame your government for what they saw as moving away from the Arusha Accord, which respects the ethnic division of your country.
First of all, I completely disagree the way you have put it. I do not think that the international community as a whole has castigated Burundi as not being implementing the Arusha Accord. I think it's only one country, one government, which has said so. Now, for those who say so, I wish to remind them that the Arusha Accord has set a number of principles and a number of, I'll say, quotas that need to be implemented in the institutions. As we speak, after the elections which were held on 29th of June, on the 21st of July and 24th of July, the parliamentary institutions, that is the House of Reps and the Senate, have now been put in place. And in both bodies, the Arusha Accord has been fully respected, and even beyond the quotas that have been enshrined in our constitution.
So, Mr. Minister, so where is your government now in terms of forming a government after the last controversial election? Are you making progress, or as some people would say, there's chaos?
Where do you get those words again? You see, what I don't understand is that some actors in the international community think that they have the right to lecture other nations on the way they govern. I can tell you that when it comes to the formation of the government of national unity, as His Excellency the head of state has accepted to form such government, the discussions are underway, and I can tell you that we are making progress. In a few days from now, you'll be informed fully about the new cabinet. I can absolutely tell you here that that government will comprise not only members from the ruling party, but also people from the opposition. Meanwhile, some of those who are criticizing us do not respect the same quotas or the same figures in their own institutions. How many women do you have in the parliament in the United States of America? Or how many black people versus white people do you have in the parliament in America? Why should some be lecturing other countries on the way they govern when they are making their own progress within their own respective countries?
When I use the word chaos, people refer to the assassination of Colonel Jean Bikumangu and the other one 2 weeks earlier. And so people think that all this is adding up to perhaps confusion and chaos in the country.
No, I completely disagree again. How many black people have been killed in America? Can you talk about chaos? So I understand that both assassinations have to be condemned, and indeed we have condemned both assassinations. You have to understand that the situation that we are living in is tough, I have to admit, but that does not amount. That's exactly where we fully disagree.
So what about the situation of journalists in your country? We hear of harassment of journalists in your country.
Well, that's what you hear. I can tell you that we have gone through a period when there was an insurrection of sorts here in Bujumbura, and we had a coup attempt to overthrow the government, and some journalists took and left the country simply because they believed that they were not free or they were not in security. Meanwhile, some of them, we know, have been involved in the coup attempt. Now, does it mean that all the journalists have been involved in the coup attempt? No. Does it mean that we do not have any journalists in the country? I completely disagree. You just come to Burundi, you will see that you still have some radio stations operating in the country. Of course, they are not necessarily the ones which were sponsored by some actors that I don't have to name here, but they are here. I don't know, when you say journalists in general, it looks like it's a country without journalists, which is completely